All right, we're live here at Mary's Place on Watertown Avenue in the city of Waterbury. It's the biggest spot in our darning across Connecticut. It is, well, I don't know, in terms of population, is it the third largest? What was it?
It's the third. We have 115,000.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? We're here with Joe McGrath, who's the Director of Economic Development. And a lot of the towns we go to, like your job as somebody, I'm going to be honest, is like 30 years younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a second career for you.
It is.
And you were born and raised here. So you're doing this not because you have to. You're doing it because you want to, correct? I mean, that's basically, I'm just going to glean that. So, like, obviously there's something about the city that you love that's made you, A, live your life here, but now commit, you know, a second career to.
I've always been involved in nonprofits and helping the city. I ran the United Way campaign in 2009. You know, I always felt obligated. I coached basketball with Paul Vance for 25 years together.
How's he doing?
He's doing just fine. We had breakfast there last week together.
That's funny.
And we just got back from traveling in Spain and Portugal together. So
people who don't know, Paul Vance was basically the PIO for the state police for a million years, right? I mean,
yep.
I mean, he was the face of law enforcement in Connecticut. That's wild. So just tell me, because we don't have a ton of time.
Sure.
And I really appreciate it. But, you know, my theory on mid-tier cities in New England is that, you know, when the Industrial Revolution happened, if they were near a river, they thrived. And then when technology came in, they faded. And there's stories all over the place, you know, from Lowell, Massachusetts to wherever. But you're telling me Bridgeport that Waterbury's doing great.
We're doing great. We're doing great under the previous mayor, Mayor O'Leary, and also we're just continuing that with Mayor Perinewski. The key, I think, was that to recognize that we were a manufacturing city, and that's what we are still identified as. We have a lot of small manufacturing companies. Our industrial parks are over 90% filled. We have many of the companies who have expanded their operations here in the city. By Seidel Company, for example, just put a 65,000 square foot extension on their building. King Industries has decided to invest in Waterbury, and they're going to put up 15 buildings. They already have 7 of them done, and they should have some of their employees in here in December.
How are you able to do that? Is it because the labor force is accessible here? Or like, what makes that happen?
Yeah, our workforce development in the city is probably one of the best, or the best, in the state of Connecticut. So, you know, I think that's a confidence level when you're talking to manufacturers, that we have the ability. We also have manufacturing training in some of our high schools to get these students prepared for, you know, future in manufacturing, plumbing.
Yeah. We've talked about this stuff a ton on the show, that, you know, trades are, they were down, but they're coming back because it's a pathway to middle class life in America. And these jobs are good paying jobs.
They're great paying jobs, and they can, you know, start right out of high school with some credits already to college. You know, we're also blessed. We have 2 4-year universities in the city of Waterbury. You know, we have Post University, and UConn has a 4-year branch down in our downtown area. So that gave us the opportunity to provide them with some student housing downtown. It also, you know, was a great incentive for us to start, you know, changing the city as far as streetscape goes. We redid the green library park. We put new streetscape on Freight Street, Jackson Street. Previously just took down 4 buildings on Freight Street with a total of about 21 acres of land that will be available in hopefully the next 18 months or so to go on the market. We have another project, Brownfield, 17 acres on South Main Street, has just been completed and out to bid. We're hopefully to have a decision on that in the next few days.
You would expect development to go in those places.
They'll go into those, yes.
So we're talking with Joe McGrath, who's the Director of Economic Development here in Waterbury. So my questions are, and again, I'm getting a lot of preconceived notions here myself. Like, is it safe? Is the city a safe city?
The city is very safe. There's pockets of crime in every major city. But basically, our city is very safe. We reinvested in the rail system as well, and the parking lot, and also the rail system. So we have a lot of people living in Waterbury and commuting out of Waterbury and working in Fairfield County. And also,
how long is it to get to New York?
Well, they go from Waterbury to Bridgeport.
They switch trains there.
Yeah.
I'm curious about, you know, what are your challenges? The brownfield thing, can you explain that? Like, what makes your job tough?
Well, I think everything takes time. Streetscape, most of our infrastructure downtown was over 100 years old. So in order to revitalize the city and change some of the buildings down there, we have about 8 buildings now under contract to convert the previously were offices into apartments. So you have commercial on the first floor, and you have apartments on the second, third, and maybe fourth floor. And that takes time. And it also, with the streetscape being over 100 years old, you know, you start a project, and it takes about 6 to 8 months to go through, you know, South Main to North Main to West Main. So that'll all be complete hopefully within the next 2 years, and the next project would be to bring people to live downtown as well and commute from the city to Fairfield County or, you know, stay in Waterbury and work.
Yeah, my frustration, like, with Hartford is that you build the apartment buildings, but those aren't necessarily communities. You know, it's not like we're building new streets and new neighborhoods. But I guess in this era, that's what you have to do to get people to come down.
Yeah, because we're only 98 square miles and 115,000 people, we really don't have a lot of available space,
yeah,
you know, to build, for example, housing. It's a challenge. So it's finding the available spots to, you know, pick your projects.
You know, first of all, we appreciate you coming down.
Thank you.
And what do you love about Waterbury?
The people. You know, Waterbury, I always said that, you know, I traveled a lot in my other profession, and I always said it always felt great to either, you know, fly into Bradley Airport and know you're in Connecticut, and then, you know, get in your car and know you're back home in Waterbury. But it's you can go to a sports banquet at the AquaTurf or any place close by, the Ponte Club, and there'll be 500 people there. You'll know 499.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 people there. You'll know 900.
Is that going to be true for the next generation too? Is my question.
You know, that's yet to be determined. I'm hoping so. You know, our school system, we have, you know, 32 schools. We hope that, you know, it's always been a competitive situation, like high schools, football, basketball, soccer. But that also brings camaraderie too, because the summer leagues bring all those different schools together. The kids get to participate with one another, know one another. And I'm hoping that it continues on.
You know, I'm just saying, like, for me, you know, my father-in-law grew up here. My wife went to St. Margaret McTernan's, and so they lived in Middlebury, so I have a lot of connections. But my preconceived notions are changing. I mean, everything I've seen and people I've talked to this morning is like, don't sleep on Waterbury. And I think it's really cool, and I appreciate the time, and I hope things continue to go well.
Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you, and good luck.
And I like the Waterbury Country Club, by the way, one of the sneaky secrets of golf in Connecticut, too. It's a great track.